Well, the EPA is briefing congressional staff again and indicating to them that DOE testing of higher-level blends is not going along and on schedule, and that they're now looking at sometime later this fall to approve higher-level blends. They acknowledge, of course, that they still haven't found a single problem associated with E15, but they continue to want to count the angels on the head of a pin, I guess. We're extraordinarily frustrated. We don't believe that there's any reason whatsoever to continue to delay making a decision. And we think that this is EPA just really being derelict in its duties. They need to get off the ball. They need to expedite this work and make sure that consumers have options out there. You've got oil washing ashore in the Gulf of Mexico. You've got this nation continuing to spend billions and billions of dollars on imported oil that we do not need. We've got a surplus of ethanol in this country that could be used at higher levels to reduce consumer costs, to reduce pollution, and EPA is dithering. And, you know, it's actually worse than just a delay, because now what they're talking about is, well, maybe early fall they'll do something on 2007 in newer vehicles. And then later in 2000 or later in the year they'll do something on 2001 in newer vehicles. But they clearly have no intention of making E15 available to all vehicles. And now they're not talking about bifurcating the market. Now they're talking about trifurcating the market, causing untold confusion for refiners and gasoline marketers and consumers alike, and doing more damage to the effort to expand the production use of ethanol than, you know, they're going to do any benefit for. This is just idiocy, and the administration needs to be hearing from people in the Midwest. Members of Congress need to be hearing from their constituents, and EPA needs to stop this nonsense, make E15 available for all vehicles, not just the newest vehicles that they think that they can do early on, and get over this.